Okay, so seriously, just be patient. This is a small disclaimer. I might just cut and paste some stuff because, God, this is like attempt number 63. I just keep messing it up. Some of these words are really difficult to pronounce and I have to do it consecutively. So I might just cut and paste some stuff, just so you guys know. Okay, class, let's start with the first slide, shall we? If you look to the top left, as depicted, you'll see the sleek surface for smooth penetration, perfect for pre-comb lubrication. There's some high, powerful velocity thrusting, and the baculum, pinot bone, ensures durable stiffness. Testicular pendular movement enables clitoris caressing and inward slapping. We know we all love that. Knot expansion pulls the vagina wall around it, decreasing the length of the vagina and drawing cervix and penis closer to each other. Cervix comes in contact with the tip of the penis, achieving the cervical kiss. Knot lock fully effective, ready for ejaculation. At this point, one of the first orgasms may occur. Something to look forward to, ladies. Ideal tip shape for pleasurable cervix penetration and direct womb insemination. Sperm sprayed inside the uterus provokes vaginal clenching, adding further pressure to each ejaculation, creating a feedback loop. Full knot size applies pressure on internal side of clitoris, ensuring total G-spot coverage. The male adopts a reverse lock position. Semen inoculation continues with 30 to 30 quickson. I'll just keep this in. Continues for 20 to 30 minutes on average. Cervix, vagina, and clitoris are in full contact with the canine penis. Its continuous throbbing and ejaculation facilitate multiple consecutive orgasms to the female human for the entire duration of the knot lock. So class, in conclusion, even though it seems contrary to evolution theories, the dog sexual urge and behavior during coitus seems to be adapted to the human female needs perfectly. In contrast, human penis is physically unable to produce even a fraction of the pleasure and for a much shorter duration. And that is if climax is even achieved at all. We've all been there, haven't we, ladies? As a result, even being of a different species, male dogs and female human anatomy seems to be designed to be fully compatible, enabling complete sexual satisfaction for each other. And creating a bond that goes beyond the purely physical. Well, that's it for the day, class. How about half of you, yes, the boy half, leave? And let's say the girls, you guys stay for an extra, more practical lesson? Class is dismissed.